Catholic Vitamins, Vitamin V, Vespers, Episode 25.
Welcome to Catholic Vitamins, your dose of spiritual supplements from A to Z. Catholic Vitamins, specially formulated to help you achieve optimum spiritual health. It's time to energize your faith, forget what lies behind, and press on toward the goal.
We've already won. Look at how far we've come. Let's fully embrace this change that has taken place.
Here are your hosts for Catholic Vitamins, Deacon Tom Fox and his lovely wife, Dee.
Well, hello, it's us again.
Dee.
And the Deacon Tom. Glad you're with us for another Catholic Vitamins, one that comes up a little quickly after the delayed Catholic Vitamin U for Unity.
I know, we just got that out just a day or two ago.
Seems like we were waiting to connect with Father Massa from back in Washington, D.C., and he was stranded for almost a week by the snowstorms they had.
They aren't getting a break back there too much either, I don't think.
Really? Dee, I forgot to ask you, what is today's vitamin?
Oh, we're up to V.
Who could have believed?
Vespers.
Yeah.
Do you realize this is our 25th episode?
A quarter of a century.
We're a quarter of the way to 100.
Wow.
God, how did we get here so fast?
I don't know. I don't know. Well, we had a busy period several days ago, and as we mentioned last show, we had some folks from Texas that left, some good friends from Texas.
Yeah, it was good to see them. We all had lived in Estes Park, Colorado at the same time a few years back, and then they moved back to Texas to be nearer to family, and we moved to be a little bit nearer to our family.
Yeah. Well, usually the words death and funeral are thought of as a time of sadness, but I have to tell you that we experienced the joy of a happy and holy death of a wonderful priest, Father Cyril Levy. He died in a nursing care center that I visited often as I took communion to many of the people who were in that institution. And I got to know Father Cyril, and he was a wonderful, loving priest, a gentle pastoral priest. And
he was a priest in the Diocese of Gallup, New Mexico. I'm not sure I know the details of why he was in a nursing home here in our town, because we're in a different diocese. But nonetheless, it gave you a chance to meet him.
For sure. We enjoyed our time together. And I hope that people who listen to Catholic Vitamins will also listen to Catholic Moments. I intend to do a reflection on the priesthood, and especially on Father Cyril Levy, this week, God willing. You know, in his funeral mass, there was a bishop, there were 12 priests, there were three deacons, Dee. You were there, I was there. The church was filled to capacity, and the homilist was a priest from Winslow, who we may have as a guest in a show upcoming, and he talked about Father Cyril as if he was like St. John Vianney, the cure of ours. So what a tribute, and what a lot of great memories he shared.
Father Levy had been his spiritual advisor for many years.
21 years.
His priest, and that's why he was asked to deliver the homily. He really had some really, really nice things to say about this gentle priest.
For sure. Well, moving off the subject of attending that funeral, which was a long, long drive away for us.
Oh my gosh, it was like over a little over 100 miles each way.
Yeah, through snow.
Through snow, yeah.
Yeah. Well, let me now turn the spotlight on humor a little bit. For those of you that don't know, Deacon Tom is a little bit of a tease and likes to have a good time.
A little bit. A little bit.
We have a blonde neighbor and I've sent her blonde jokes off and on back in Estes Park. And I sent her a Facebook message recently asking if she had gotten the flowers that I sent. And I said that I was a little hurt that she didn't respond to the Valentine flowers. Here is her reply. Her name is Shanna.
I love it when people come right back at you.
Hi, Senor Thomas. My apologies for the delay in acknowledging the beautiful bouquet you sent. I've been on a gigantic sugar high from the box of chocolates that accompanied them, and it completely slipped my mind. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Did you receive the aqua velva I sent to you? Only Bob DiRillo would know what aqua velva is.
That's right, that's right. And speaking of Bob.
Yes, what about Bob?
Well, I had put a little post on my Facebook page about the wonderful, delicious clam chowder soup that we had at our parish soup supper on the first Friday of Lent. And he wrote back and said that a couple times a year during the winter, he designates a Saturday as soup day, and he makes about 5 varieties of soup, which they freeze. Great meals when you look outside at 30 inches of snow, which they've had back there. But I just wanted to comment. Did you know that old man Bob was also a cook?
I don't think he does these from memory. I think he has to use a book. All right, that's a truce. No more making fun of Bob DiRillo and the Paul's Men podcast.
And I also had an email from Jennifer Larkin. Well, actually, you had it, I think. And it was from her, and she lives back in Baltimore where they've had a lot of snow. I think we even read a little email message from her last time when she guessed our vitamin. And she said, it was fun to listen to my guests on the Unity podcast. I can't believe she's heard it already.
Yeah.
Just while we were shoveling after the blizzard, I enjoyed listening to S&T. I was blessed to have my husband and 2 teenage boys do most of the work of digging us out. Thank you for all you do. The show is great. Thanks, Jennifer.
Our good friend Don Schaefer back in the Denver area is a deacon, and he sent a message. He said the gospel today, this was a few days ago, was about the sick needing a physician. So I advised my 20-person congregation at the morning communion service to check out Catholic Vitamins to seek healing. Hope your website visits grow. Well, Don.
Thank you, Don. Oh,
very, very nice.
And Don was the whose name we pulled out of the basket for the U Prize.
Yeah, so we'll have that on the way to him soon. So, well, that's our beginning little segment, and we'll be back to talk about today's show. Well, dear, our show today is on vitamin V, Vespers, and I'm sure anybody that's heard the front end might wonder what we're talking about. I did a little background work on this after we talked and selected this as the vitamin. The word Vespers comes from a Latin word, Vespera, which means evening. And Vespers is a word that's been around in the church for a long, long time. I found things that are reliably dated back to the 6th century, and there's a lot of references even before that. Vespers means the evening prayer of the church, and it's referred to as part of the divine office that priests and deacons and some religious and now many of the laity say. But this show isn't about the divine office or saying the liturgy of the hours. It's about praying in the evening. So, you know, Dee, how busy we are in our modern world. We've been at our daughter's house in Missouri. They get up and they really have to move in the morning with 3 kids there. And we visit our daughter down in Arizona, down in Scottsdale. And they have to get up and get moving in the morning. We know what family life is like, and working husbands, working moms in many cases. And things start off at warp speed. And during the day, everybody's moving at a fast pace. But, you know, what happens is when we're ready to shut down at the end of the day, I think we need to honor, to recognize what it was like in the early church, going back to the 300s. St. Basil wrote a hymn. He wrote of a hymn that was sung as the nighttime torches were lit. And early church writings recall the custom of burning incense at this hour. Folks are trying to settle down children. Sometimes one or both parents may join them for a little prayer. I think we'd like to talk about what prayer has been like in our life, our evening prayer particularly. And it's been practiced since the early days of the church. And I just wondered how much of that you knew about, Dee, before we brought up this topic or before we went through deacon formation.
I probably didn't know a whole lot about it until deacon formation.
Yeah. Well, that's what our topic is going to be about, and we'll be back in just a moment. Our guest today on Catholic Vitamins is a lovely, and I do mean lovely, woman whom I've known for quite a long while. Her name is Dolores Jean Morrison Fox, also known as Dee Fox. Hello, Dee.
Hi, Tom.
Well, you're a guest on our show.
I know. And do you know who our other guest is?
I don't.
It's a father. Not a priest, but a father of a family. And he's a deacon.
Uh-huh.
And he's a husband. In fact, he's my husband. Hello, Tom.
Well, hi, Dee. Am I a guest on your show?
Yes.
I was waiting in the green room for you to call me out. Well, this is kind of neat.
We're stars today.
Yeah, we are. So our topic is Vespers, or actually evening prayer. Can you remember any time, Dee, about evening prayer practice in your family back in Pennsylvania?
I thought about that, and I really cannot think of any prayer, family prayer time that we had. Maybe just bedtime prayers when I was really, really young. You know, now I lay me down to sleep, that mm-hmm. sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
I think that's all.
Okay. Do you remember any prayer practices, particularly in the evening, as our kids were growing up, yours and mine?
Not much, sad to say, except maybe evening or bedtime prayers with the kids when they were going to bed. Not much more than that.
Okay. So then things began to change for us, and I wonder if you had any thoughts about any important events or activities that began to change your own prayer life.
I would say that probably my prayer life changed when we started going to daily Mass when we lived in Florida, because that brought the importance of prayer into our life and into our home.
Okay. So do you recall how we came to the regular practice of evening prayer, Vespers, in our married life?
Well, that began when you were in deacon formation. And right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you had to do Liturgy of the Hours, introduced to that. I can remember when you were given those books.
Four big volumes.
And most of you guys were going, oh my gosh, how are we going to get this straight? We have to flip pages and go from this section to that section. I didn't think for a while you thought you were ever going to get it. And I got, I bought Christian Prayer book, and it pretty much follows the same reading, same Psalms, everything as the Liturgy of the Hours. But can you tell what Liturgy of the Hours has more of than the Christian Prayer book does? Because my book doesn't have all the stuff that yours does.
Well, the church has for centuries divided up the day into various day parts, and they offer prayer during the night, and prayer in the morning, and prayer at midday. And Vespers, which is our vitamin name for this show, is the evening prayer. So the books that I have contain all of the various hours of the day, the prayers, which we're not required. I'm not required as a deacon to say. I'm just required to say morning prayer and evening prayer. But that's why it's bigger. Folks can buy, if they're interested in evening prayer, they can buy a smaller book, and it's easy to follow.
And for a lot of us wives, that Christian prayer book worked well for us to be able to follow along with the prayers that you were doing in your bigger books. And I remember when we would do evening prayer a lot. It's become such a part of our lives now that even when we're visiting with Don and Betty, our Deacon Don and Betty up in Denver, if we spent a night or two with them, we would do evening prayer together, us two couples. And when we had regional deacon meetings in the diocese, that was evening prayer was part of our evening meeting.
Right. And I, you know, was thinking to myself about whether I had any evening prayer practice with my family of upbringing back in Detroit. And the answer is I have some very faint memories of occasional rosaries, not very much. And then perhaps my mom leading me through an evening prayer that might have been "Now I lay me down to sleep" sort of thing, or maybe an Our Father and a Hail Mary. And we always said the prayer of the guardian angel. But, you know, those practices were not family practices. They were something that the parents, particularly my mom, would have me do, or my brother when he was born.
Does your memory differ any from mine about what we did for prayer with our kids?
No, I can remember sitting on the bed and leading them through some of the simple prayers. But I think as the family grew and as times changed, that there was probably a growing failure rate. And later in life, we got away from that. And that's really what the heart of our message is in our little interview set up today, which is that evening prayer introduced, Vespers introduced in our lives, has begun to make a wonderful change in our lives. And we'll come back to talk about that in just a moment. Well, dear, we're back from our break, and I want to now focus us on evening prayer. Sad to say, dear listeners, that there are times when Dee and I can spend an evening in two separate rooms. Doesn't sound too romantic, does it? You know, we've become like a lot of moderns tied to our devices and our activities. Dee, in her room, has a computer set up, and she also has a craft set up, which she always would like to grow and enhance. And I am in my office, and there's a computer here, actually two of them, and I do a lot of work on the computer because of columns that I write and things. But Dee will have to admit that I most evenings will come and get her if she hasn't shut down for the evening. And I'll say, "Dee, do you want to join me for evening prayer? Because I really like prayer together, and it has become so important."
And sometimes I join you, and sometimes I don't. More often I do.
Yeah, that's the message, Dee. So we have our practices that we do for evening prayer, and you don't have to do the liturgy of the hours. There was a time when we didn't pray all that much, but we sure like to pray together, and a lot of it out loud.
And we hold hands during the closing of Our Father.
Yeah, when we do the prayer of the Our Father.
We don't hold hands in church when we do the Our Father, but we do it at home.
Yeah. I like that we pause at the end of the Psalms and the reading for the evening prayer, and we voice our intentions. New prayer requests that come to us just about every day, huh, dear?
Oh, yes. We're always trying to sometimes remember who it is that we gotten requests from during the day. Usually we try to jot them down so we have them in front of us.
I have a lot of yellow stickies, don't I?
You do.
Yeah.
Right by your spot where you do your morning prayer.
Right. We pray out loud for people who have cancer or other illnesses, marriage problems or pregnancies, and we pray for our kids and grandkids over and over and over. And we pray for respect for life, and we pray for our church.
It only takes about 15 minutes, maybe 20 minutes maximum, but it's a sign of unity and family and a request for a safe and holy night of rest and protection.
Speaking of holy night and rest and protection, you know, Dee, that I bring out the holy water bottle, and as we start our prayers, we have us bless ourselves, and I also sprinkle the room and ask for a safe night.
And also, we sometimes have the dogs up on the bed with us, and they get a sprinkle in the eye. They look at you kind of funny.
I wonder if you remember that old slogan that Father Patrick Peyton from the Rosary Crusade used to say, "The family that prays together stays together." He started in 1942, and Father knew how to share a message of the heart. He felt and he knew that it was a remedy for families to help them stay united.
Speaking of families united, that reminds me of our Catholic Vitamin F show with the Clauses, who had raised 13 children. The kids were all grown up now, but they all came together to celebrate their 50th wedding anniversary, and they recalled their nightly ritual of family prayer when they were, you know, reliving some of the memories from their growing up years.
Dear friends, if you haven't listened to many of the back issues of Catholic Vitamins, certainly vitamin F, well, A for adoration, but vitamin F for family would be a good jump-in place, and talk about an example of family and evening prayer, which is what this show is about. Please listen to that. So I think we're here to testify to Vespers, evening prayer, being a part of many blessings that have been granted in our life together. We will most often end our day together in prayer. I often pray for Dee out loud with her right there. I pray for our marriage. And if you're not used to doing this, if it would be awkward, know that there was a time that it was sort of awkward and hard for us, but it's now part of our life, and we recommend to you in this Catholic Vitamins show that you teach the children and teach in your marriage what the very early church knew. End the day with prayer, evening prayer, Vespers. Well, Dee, we're ready for our wrap-up.
I have a couple short emails here with a couple guesses for our vitamin V, and one was from Tyrone. He did a guess last time, too. He said, "My guess for this week is V for Vespers." And Jerry, Bro Jer, said V-E-S-P-E-R. He put the letters in the middle. He guessed correctly. We have a couple new Facebook friends, Alex, Randy, Marilyn, and a Twitter follower, Sally PBM, is following you, and she's on the marketing team for Pauline Books and Media.
All right, I'd like to meet her for sure.
Do you want to talk about the next one, or should we go ahead and draw?
Why don't we draw a winner, Dee?
Okay.
All right.
Here we go for the B.
Deacon Tom pulls a name and hands it to Dee.
I'll open it. Roger.
Oh, my goodness. Hey. Well, he's been around and commenting for quite a while. I'm glad that we're able to send him a Catholic Vitamin Sweet Treat and something else. And we'll have to get his mailing information.
And Vita Scrabble. I'm going to let you do Vita Scrabble this time.
Well, dear friends, this has been written up in the New York Times. Did you know this?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think I can take this being so famous.
We have
This is the first time ever we have two vitamin W's next time. We've never had two vitamins in one show. We have a five-letter Catholic vitamin, starts with W, ends with N, five letters, W, first, and N at the end. And the second vitamin starts with a W. It runs for 11 letters and ends in S.
Ooh.
Now, you can take a guess at one or the other or both of these. And if you get one of these, we will do what we always do and put your name and the other guesses, correct guesses, into the basket, and we'll pull that. If it happens that anyone gets both of these, and I'll put out an early little bit of help on this. If anybody guesses both of these vitamins, we're going to do something very, very special. I think I promised that maybe D might deliver the vitamin sweet treat personally.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. All right, so two vitamins next time. They both start with W. The first one ends with N, and it's five letters. The second one ends in S, and it's 11 letters.
I hope somebody up in the Northwest wins, because I've never been to the Northwest.
You'd like to go there?
Yes.
Did I ever tell you that I helped to automate the Seattle Police Department?
Yeah. Oh, yes. And who did you meet when you were there?
John Wayne. Oh, I'm not that old.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. You're giving Bob ammunition again.
All right. All right. What else? Do we have anything else?
I think that's it. Let's just tell everybody to call us with some feedback, 206-350-3789.
Yeah, and then you can reach us at CatholicVitamins@gmail.com. And you can go to iTunes and also remember Friends of Catholic Vitamins on Facebook.
We're sitting at 85 members on our Friends of Catholic Vitamins Facebook page. I sure would like to see that grow. Come on, folks.
Well, we're going to close our show, which has been about evening prayer and sort of trying to grow the love in your marriage, in your relationship, your family, with evening prayer together. The family that prays together stays together. We're going to end after our normal closing with a kind of a fun cut from Russ Rentler's CD, A Way to Emmaus. And this is a song that he wrote called the Nicene Blues. And if you have anybody that has been bad-mouthing the Catholic Church, you want to listen to this song. It's a lot of fun. But that's it for this show. We look forward to seeing you for Catholic Vitamin W the next time we get together.
Bye.
Bye.
Discernment, excitement, family, generosity, hope, intimacy, kindness, leaven, moments, nativity, openness, and psalms, quest, renewal, searching to find where the other letters have gone. Go to CatholicVitamins.com. Every weekend, Tom and Dee share Catholic life from A to Z.
Catholic in a small town, promo, take one. You know why people should listen to our show?
Why is that, Mac?
Because we don't ever threaten to punch them in the crotch. Catholic in a small town, promo, take two.
Monkey ate my banana. What do you want me to do?
Catholic in a small town promo, take three. Catherine, you know why people should listen to our show?
Why should people listen to our show?
Because we've never eaten a baby on the air.
It's disgusting.
Catholic in a small town promo, take four. Catholic in a small town, it's like a circus except without any scary hobo clowns. Except for Catherine. Catholic in a small town promo, take five.
Hey, Mac, do you know what people are saying about Catholic in a small town?
I don't.
We're edgier than the other SQPN shows.
Catholic, but in an edgy way. Like a really sharp altar.
We're a family podcast with an edge.
Like, come on in, kids. Listen to this 5 minutes. But now you have to leave. Catholic in a small town promo, take six. Catholic in a small town. It's like the smell of incense, except if you've eaten cabbage first. Catholic in a small town promo, take seven. You know what's a better show than ours?
What's that, Matt?
Catholic Family.
It is a better show than ours. Why? People should listen to them.
Shoot. Catholic in a small town, it's kind of like the Matrix. No one can tell you exactly what it is.
You just have to take your medicine.
Lame.
Talking trash about the Catholic Church. Listen to this story, learn from my research. It all got started about 33 AD when Jesus gave the keys to Peter and said, keep an eye on things for me. Well, Rocky, you're gonna let me down. Deny you are my friend, but against this church, the gates of hell are never gonna win. You say we don't love the Bible, but that's a fallacy. Church did canonize it in the 4th century. So complete and perfect, the Word of God highly esteemed. No one ever thought to question it until 1517. Well, Luther found some chapters which he disagreed, and he made himself the editor and went down in history. Catholics don't worship idols, Mary or the saints. We don't fancy necromancy, that's something we do disdain. Don't walk on water, he can't wash our sins away. But when he speaks from the seat of Peter, we listen and obey. Say we worship anyone but Jesus Christ our Lord is a fundamental fairy tale of which I'm getting bored. Since 33